This is the end of the series for now of the clues that consciousness, meaning your focused intention, what you're picturing and what you're, especially what you're feeling, can affect outside events. And most people would just brush that off and say, oh, that's ridiculous. You can only affect the physical world with physical action. And I think the physical action is really important when we're looking at the world situation right now. And the fact that the controllers are in the midst of an accelerated push to eliminate life on our planet, which they are. It's so obvious. I mean, there's enough material there to show that for hours and hours of video, but other people have done that exhaustively, and I've done a lot of it. So we know what's going on the planet, and it's intentional. It's not bad luck. It's not lack of planning. It's meticulous planning for thousands of years. And that's part of the motivation for making this series of videos and the other ones that come after and before. Why? Because we need a way to turn around what's going on in the world. It's really urgent. Millions of people, billions of people are being killed right this minute. And I can't go into detail, because some of the platforms will make it disappear. And I don't want it to disappear. I want it to get to you. I don't want to lose anybody that's actually open to thinking this far outside the box. You know, because I've already said in other videos that I agree with people like David Icke who say mass peaceful noncompliance is necessary. And a lot of people are saying that now. And I think that's true. But what makes that happen? And what makes the effect maximum benefit for humanity? And I'm saying that can be affected by consciousness. It is affected by consciousness. So you remember the other clues. We started with Ho'oponopono, went over to Emoto's water experiment, and then the meditation studies that Dr. Cousins cites all the time, 300 of them I think he mentioned, where groups would get together and organized meditation on peace, harmony, love and understanding and respect between people, and the crime rates in measured in the cities where they focused went down dramatically only during the meditation, and then they came back up. But it was enough to prove that the focus, the meditation, the intent, the emotional state of feeling that peace was in the city, harmony between people, that had a physical effect. If you get that and you're willing to do it, then that's it for the videos. We've accomplished something. But it has to go from understanding, which is rare enough these days, to action, putting it into practice. And that's so challenging that nobody in our history, in our recorded history back, I don't know, tens of thousands of years, it's a different form of recorded history, mostly anecdotal tradition being passed down, but nobody in our known history has accomplished what we're talking about now. This is a time to do it. Not to say it hasn't been done, so it can't be done. That's not necessarily true. You know, things do happen for the first time, and that's what we're suggesting. So what's the fifth clue? In a way, it's the most important, and it explains the effect of all the others. We posted a video sometime back, and I'm going to ask Doug if he can post a link to it on this video. And it's about some doctors in China in a hospital that did not use drugs, invasive techniques, or anything in, you know, that you would consider normal in modern medicine. They didn't touch the patient. They focused intent, and there was a video. You know, people would think, oh, this is impossible. You can't cure really serious diseases without doing anything physical to the patient. So there's a video of one of the patients in this hospital. It was a lady with advanced bladder cancer. And this is in China. And there were three doctors standing behind the bed. And the lady was lying on the bed on her back. And she had an ultrasound monitor on her lower abdomen right over the bladder, showing a mass advanced cancer filling the whole bladder. Very serious situation. I don't know if it had metastasized to other parts of the body, but very likely. And these three doctors were trained kind of like Emoto's lab techs, kind of like the meditators in that series of studies in cities with the crime rate, partly like Bankston's lab techs who dealt with the mice, partly like the really advanced people in Ho'oponopono, but I think maybe even better, because what happened is the three doctors stood behind the bed and they were chanting something in Chinese. Oh, I can't say it. I don't speak Chinese. Over and over again. And what was the translation? It was already done, in the sense of already healed. Now, I've said before, in Planetary Healing Club meetings and in other videos, there are no magic words. There are no curse words that will automatically hurt you, and there's no healing words that will automatically heal you. There's no abracadabra or anything like that, good or bad. But the words can be a conduit. They can carry energy. And when you put the energy into the words, the degree of reality of the emotional state of the person who's putting it in, for better or worse, makes the words carry the energy to the person intended. And that has an effect. So without knowing it, we're blessing and cursing people all the time just by our emotional intent toward them. It would be good to become aware of that and make sure it's being used the way you want. Bug, respect the natural insect repellent, please. Pay attention. Sorry. So these three Chinese doctors were highly trained, and they were focused on this lady, the patient, and her cancer, her bladder cancer, which was very advanced. And what they were chanting was already done, in the sense of already healed. And they were not just saying that because that, I don't think that would have done anything physical. They were in the emotional mindset, because mind generates the emotions and the thoughts. They were in the emotional reality of the mindset. This cancer is not going to get better. It's gone. I wish I could explain this better. This is such a potentially earth-shaking point, earth-transforming point. Because they experienced that it was gone. Greg Braden supplied a video of this session. It was hopefully be linked below. And in real time, under 3 minutes, the tumor disappeared. It shrank, and then it shrank to nothing. Now, do you realize the implications of this? We're in a real situation in the world, really critical situation. The people orchestrating it intend the end not only of humanity, but of all life on the planet. All life, not reduction like the Georgia Guidestones. That's a step. All life, including their own. They intend to get their reward somewhere else. The people just following orders, carrying out this really nefarious plan, think that they're going to be the elite remnant that gets left with the world as their playground. That's not correct. You guys are making a mistake. All of you are making a mistake who work for this agenda, consciously or not, especially the conscious ones. Their intention is all life gone. Now, I don't think that's a good plan. Hopefully you don't either, which means we need to immediately do whatever has the real power to reverse it. And the peaceful mass noncompliance is great, which requires awakening to the understanding that these things are not good for life. But I'm saying to do this for sure and to do it in time, which I think we still could. I wish this was getting through better to you. And we're not reaching many people. I wish you would share this if you think it's important. We need a change in consciousness that was demonstrated in these five clues, and especially the Chinese doctors that I'm talking about now. What they were chanting was already done. So I'm calling that the fifth clue. And the trick is, you have to not just hope that it's true. You have to, you don't do it by ignoring the current nasty reality. You keep your awareness of that. You don't want to work against consciousness. But you add in the other alternative reality that could be made real and is being done all the time without our knowledge, for good or bad, usually scattered all over the place. You're actually doing this technique now. You have been all your life and before. How are you doing that? Well, you're imagining things, imagio, from the root word, I create. Meaning I make an image and it becomes real. It is real. And we do that with what we're worried about, what we're afraid of, who we're mad at, who we think is this idiot, you know, or brilliant, or judging one way or another. Condemnation of people, condemnation of ourselves, guilt, all this garbage. That's an emotional, strong image we carry around, like the self-image that some of the doctors talked about that we've had on the show. And that, if you feel it to be real, it pulls the physical situation together to make it real on the physical outer level. That's what these Chinese doctors are using consciously. That's what we're using unconsciously. So what if we took some little goal like harmony and peace in the world, the end of war, the end of some things that I can't mention on this platform, some of these platforms. And then we get into it to the extent that it feels emotionally real. That's the trick. That's what no one's doing. If they were doing it, you'd see the result. There are clues. We just finished going over 5 of them. But now the work is in your hands. One person can make a massive difference. And more together is even quicker. Because we support each other in our own consciousness, our emotional reality. So you stay aware of whatever it is that's happening now in your outer world. Sickness, disease, death, problems, fighting, whatever. Or whatever's going on, the rulers planning to destroy the planet, you know, the usual stuff. But you put your emotional focus, you withdraw it from that garbage, and while you are aware of it, you put your emotional focus into the reality that you would like to see. Beauty, harmony, God creating it. We don't have to create it. We just focus on that reality and let Spirit do it through us. If you realize the importance, you know, my voice is worn out today. It's probably sounding terrible, and I'm not a professional at this kind of stuff. Well, kind of am, but not one of those guys that's really smooth and impressive. I'm just trying to convey an idea that we need to do this. I feel like a voice in the wilderness, you know. Reaching very few. But if we're reaching you, and you're one of the people that realize what this could mean, this is important. It's an invitation. It's an invitation to take these clues and put them into practice. And I'm going to do this with you, both in Planetary Healing Club, specifically in-person meetings once a week, which you're, of course, invited to, planetaryhealingclub.com. Or just, you know, this has to be done not once a week, not once a day. It has to be done. It has to displace the negative way that we're using this technique now. All the worries that are emotionally real to us. Oh, what if this happens? What if this person doesn't like me? What if I'm terrible? You know, what if? And these things become real. We carry them around as worries. You got to become conscious of what you're doing that with now. Are you willing? And then you take the worries that you're projecting into reality now, and you don't fight them. You just replace them with what's the image, the most beautiful, perfect, harmonious image that you'd like to see in the world. how would it feel? That's the deal, is you don't have to picture the details of it. What's important is how does it feel for it to become reality in physical level life. You see a headline in the news, like in one of those old-fashioned big headline newspapers, and it says, "Peace declared worldwide. Media apologizes. Agriculture is renewed. Energy is renewed. Money is sound again." All these good things. How would that feel? Are you willing to imagine it as a reality? That's the key, because if you just think about it, it's not going to cut it. It's going to be more of the same, because the people using this for negative outcomes, the world controllers, the destroyers, they understand it. They're putting the worst emotion into the atmosphere every day. Division, hate, guilt, hopelessness, despair, fighting, hatred, self-condemnation. They know the importance of this. They're just pouring it into the atmosphere. And the effect is, it affects people's spontaneous thought. So people of all ages come up with nasty thoughts that they don't know where they came from. This is where they come from. They're being put into us intentionally. But light is much stronger if you're willing to do it. So if you're willing to do this work, which we're really going to focus on in the club meetings now, planetaryhealingclub.com, and we're starting a new branch of that for people in the eastern part of the world that it's too late for now. But for now, planetaryhealingclub.com. And watch our talks with Dr. Cousins for the establishment of the new branch farther east at a different time. The main thing is, we have to do this, including me. None of us have done it. I haven't done it. It doesn't mean we haven't worked at it. We haven't accomplished it. We haven't completed the work. You'll know when you do. There's no question. It's not a belief system. You'll see the outside world change. There are signs of it now, little bits, but nowhere near what we have to do. You're doing this practice all day with what you imagine and what you make your emotional reality that you carry around. So why not use it and see what it could really do? This is the most important clue. Already done is what we'll call it. And if you're willing to help, you're going to have to do the work inside yourself. Nobody will see, but your attitude toward everything's going to be different. Your experience in life is going to be different. Things will get better. It'll affect your physical body. That's what people have noticed. Good things can happen. You have vast control over your life experience. And it's simple, but it's deep. And it's eluded people for thousands of years who haven't been able to do it, or this wouldn't be happening. The issues we have in the world right now, they are happening because we're not doing this work. Then the physical things that people are doing, like the mass noncompliance, that'll become automatic. And that'll be done with conviction, because the consciousness will change. That part's in your hands. This is your world, your life. You're the center of your world. God can work through you. If you bring your thoughts together, you bring your focus together, you bring your emotion together, and you consciously choose, what am I going to imagine as an emotional, strong emotional reality that I'm going to choose to live in? Not oblivious to what's going on, but carry it as a remedy, as a healing light for the world. That's you. You're amazingly important and infinitely powerful when God works through you. And that's up to you. You come into line with that focus, and amazing things can happen. We're going to do it together. So I hope you're willing. I hope you're interested. I know this is way outside of the normal way of thinking, but this transforms everybody, not just you. It has a huge effect on everyone in your world, and everyone is in your world. I don't know how else to say it. I hope you kind of get what I'm trying to convey here. It's your power. It's the power of God that flows through you. And it comes right away when you bring your focus back to where it needs to be. Already done. What are you focusing on is already done now, because you are. Become aware of it. Replace it with what you'd like to see happen in the outside world. And the way you do that is think, how would that feel? How would that really feel? For all of the conflict and horrible suffering to end and everything come back into harmony, how would that feel? You can't imagine what would be done, but it's in your hands. So I'm inviting you. Let's do this. Don't undervalue the time. I don't know how much we've got left in this chapter. This will eventually succeed, but if we can get it to succeed now, it's a lot better than waiting. So do it with me, okay? I want to know what you think about this. You think this is just some crazy geezer in a t-shirt that is babbling on? I mean, that's fine. You can tell me that too. Or do you think this might be important? Or beyond that, do you think it might be important and you might be able to be part of it and willing to do whatever work's required for that in yourself, in your emotional state, changing, dropping the ego junk, dropping the worries, bringing into conscious focus what you want to imagine that you'd like to see manifest? Are you willing to do that? I want to see people in all parts of the world join us now. So this is transform the experience here. It's already waited too long. Let's not keep waiting. Let me know what you think. Richard@LostArtsRadio.com. I really love you. It's weird hearing myself say that sincerely because I, you know, haven't really seen you before that I remember. But I know who you are. And I have deep reverence for your real being and the fact that appreciation for the fact that you're taking a few minutes to look at this with me. I want your help, you know, so let's do this together, okay? Let me know what you think. And we're going to start now. We've already started. Let's make it conscious. Let's do it all the way. Stay in touch. I'll talk to you soon.